Hello.
Hi, good morning. May I proceed to Angela?
Speaking.
Hi, Angela. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. How are you?
All right, how are you?
Good, good. Thank you. I was reaching out to you because I just sent you a text message of the onboarding requirements that were missing from you. Did you get my text message?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I need you to. For your TB test, I did see that Ruth put in a note that you needed me to schedule you an appointment. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so let me go ahead and schedule you. Right, and your zip code is 19151, correct?
Yes.
Oh, do you have time to go today? I have some AFC locations in Philadelphia, and they're open until 8 p.m. if you can get
Oh,
in
okay.
today. All right, let me see here. All right, so I have a AFC at 180 West Girard Avenue. I also have one at Port Richmond, 3680 Aramengo Avenue. There's one at the Roosevelt Mall, 2329 Cottman Avenue.
What's the one on Aramingo?
It says AFC in Port Richmond, 3680 Aramengo Avenue. There's also one at Roxboro, 5708 Ridge Avenue. And the last one I have is on Torresdale, 9998 Frankfurt Avenue.
I don't work too far from the one on Aramingo.
Okay. Do you want me to schedule you at the Aramengo one?
Can you see what time they have available?
Oh, it's a walk-in clinic, so you can go in, like we can schedule an appointment for 5. If you make it a little bit before or after, that's fine. They're open until 8.
Oh, okay. So I could go soon.
Do you want me to schedule you for like 1?
Do they have like a two 15 to 30?
Yeah, I can do 2:30. And again, if you come in a little bit earlier or a little bit later than that time, that's still fine, okay? Okay, and just make sure you bring your ID with you because they are going to check for your ID. And I'm going to send you the appointment confirmation right now via text, okay?
Okay, that'd be perfect.
Okay, and another thing, Angela, I did want to
Yeah.
speak about is your 2-year residency proof. So I need either an ID, like an expired ID, I need a bill or a bank statement that has your name on
Can you hold
it.
on 1 second, please?
Sure.
Give me 1 second. Okay. Ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I was telling you about your 2-year residency proof. So we need a document. It could be like an old expired ID, a pay stub, a bill, but it has to have your name on it, a Pennsylvania address. It doesn't need to be your current address. It can be an older address as long as it's in Pennsylvania. And it has to, I have to see the date that it's from 2023 or older.
Can you say that one more time? Like, can it be a driver's license? Let me just start with it.
Yes, as long as the driver's license was issued in 2023 or older.
Oh, no, because I literally just renewed my license.
Do you have your
expired license? Wait, what about the... Wait, I'm looking.
Okay.
One second, I am in my wallet. Listen, because of... I should still have the one with my old address on it because I still get mail there. I don't know why. Transfer my address and stuff. You said 2023?
Mm-hmm.
So I have my voided license from 1/25/22 that just expired.
Yeah, that's perfect. Send me a picture of that. Via tax, and that should be good for your tier residency proof.
Does it matter? Does it? They literally got void on it?
No, it's fine. As long as I can see your name, your Pennsylvania address, and the date that it was issued in 2023 or older.
It has my old address because I literally moved a month after I got this license.
That's fine. It's in Pennsylvania, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I can send it as a text message?
Yeah. You can just reply to the message. I sent you the confirmation as well for your appointment. And you can just reply to that message.
Wait. I'm trying to do stuff while I'm on the phone. Still spinning. Mm-hmm. Okay, it should be has sent, hopefully.
All right, let me take a look and see. Yeah, this is perfect. I'm going to go ahead and save this over to your file. And then once you get the TB test done, we should get results within 2 to 3 days. And just work on the 3 links that I sent you. So it's the competency test, direct deposit form, if you want us to set you up, and the I-9W-4 link.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was going to try and see if I can fill out some of this now.
Sure. Just come send me a text message when you finish. That way I can just take a look at it and make sure that we got it.
Okay.
All right, Angela. We'll keep in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Monica.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.